Well, earlier I spoke to VOA's internet correspondent Doug Bernard about that Freedom House report. I began by asking him what factors were used to measure internet freedom in the various countries that were surveyed.
Well, these are very complex measures, and the Freedom House researchers, over 70 of them working on this report, many of them in the countries they're writing about, looked across a variety of measures. So there's things that are very basic and simple that people can see right away. So, for example, a country that blocks a website. VOAnews.com, for example, blocked in any number of countries. You just can't get to it, and that makes it real. You know, obviously, that something's going on to prevent you to have access to that. But there are many more ways, I think, that freedom of expression can be limited and that also people can be targeted online. So researchers were also taking a look at surveillance, not just the types of programs that have flowed from the Edward Snowden revelations about the activities or alleged activities of the NSA. But in some cases, for example, in Syria, Syria employs a highly sophisticated, probably one of the most aggressive surveillance, electronic surveillance programs around. So what they will do is they will track and target people, and that can have very dire consequences. You can be taken to jail, you can be beaten, people have lost their lives because of that. So that's another way that, another measure, I suppose, that they're looking at.
When it comes to this kind of internet surveillance, are there any other countries where that has led to action against internet users? I mean, because sometimes people might say, well, I don't know if I'm being monitored, but if I don't know, then maybe it's not hurting me. But Freedom House probably has identified certain areas where it has actually hurt people, right?
Absolutely. So let's just take the Middle East, for example. Of the 11 Middle East nations that were part of the survey, 10 of them had reported instances of people being arrested for what they were doing online, either journalists publishing their work or people just having conversations or communicating with other people online. So that's a real concrete example. It was also notable in a number of Asian countries as well, certainly China, Vietnam. So pretty much that's where those kinds of abuses, where people are actually taken into custody, you're seeing that.
The United States also saw its score slip a little bit because of internet surveillance issues. How is the U.S. score on the surveillance issue? How does that compare to some of these other countries that you were just talking about?
Right. So it's one thing to say, which is by their measure, that the U.S. Score declined somewhat. But it's still very important to remember that the U.S. overall is still a very free place. Not the freest in terms of internet expression and culture. Those two would be Iceland and Estonia. But it's still right up there. Now, yes, they did say that those NSA revelations did have an impact. Obviously, there were surveillance programs that people didn't know about. But also interesting, the report authors made a note to say that it was those revelations that in some ways sparked a pushback by civil rights organizations and just individuals. So what they're seeing in some places where there are improvements in terms of freedom of expression, it's not coming because governments are being benevolent and opening things up necessarily. It's because individuals and organizations are taking their own responsibility in terms of learning how to keep their privacy secure and also how to get around all these blocks and filters and sensors that governments are trying to put up.
Well, that was VOA internet correspondent Doug Bernard.